SBS کوردی روجنینی ششه وار روجن یک شمه دو دنیورو یان گهلدانا بریا اینترنت دما دخوازی.
Every year from the 2nd of September to the 8th of September is Child Protection Week, and during this week, this particular week, Act for Kids highlights the need for parents and schools to work together to teach protective behaviours to Australian kids. To tell us more about Child Protection Week and in particular Act for Kids programs is Thomas McIntyre, who is the Regional Director in Brisbane. Welcome to SBS Radio, Mr. McIntyre.
Thank you very much for your time.
If you could kindly tell us about what are protective behaviours?
Protective behaviours are personal safety skills that empower us to assert our right to feel safe. It involves listening to our body, what our body's telling us, and take action to solve problems by seeking assistance and from those around us.
And what does Act for Kids Protective Behaviours program involve?
The Learn to Be Safe with Emmy and Friends program is delivered to grade 1 children or prep children, 5 and 6 year old children in schools. We've delivered it to over 27,000 children so far across Australia. And the program is a curriculum-based, fun, engaging program that teaches children how to identify early warning signs when they're in an unsafe situation. It talks about their personal and private body parts and gives a language so they can describe those body parts and at the end of the day realise that they are the boss of their own bodies. It talks about safe and unsafe secrets and ultimately what to do if they feel unsafe and how to identify safe adults in their lives.
Could you tell us more about the research findings that were done recently?
Look, it was really exciting that Griffith University, QUT and one other university did a gold standard experimental research on the effectiveness of the Learn to Be Safe with ME program. And they did find that that the children did have an increased knowledge of interpersonal safety. They did have improved safety-related behaviours. And most excitingly, 6 months later, they'd retained those learnings and had an increased confidence in disclosing to safe adults, which was a fantastic outcome.
Why are protective behaviours important?
Look, it's really important for children to learn protective behaviours at a young age so that they can identify safe and unsafe situations. The aim is that children ask help from adults. It's never a child's responsibility to keep themselves safe. It's us as adults who have to ensure our children are safe and protected, and that's why we need to teach our children, A, they deserve to be safe and what to do if they feel unsafe.
Sure. Are protective behaviours a part of the school curriculum?
Look, it falls under the healthy relationships area of the Australian curriculum. The program is curriculum-based and informed and educational at that level. So, it's a high quality protective behaviours program that has become more important, I suppose, since the Royal Commission into institutional response to child sexual health and making sure children are able to reach out when they need help.
Mr. McIntyre, where can people go to find out more about protective behaviours or to access Act for Kids programs?
Look, we'd encourage people to go to our website, www.actforkids.com.au. There's links there to all our programs, but also resources that families can use to help in developing protective behaviours for their children.
Now, is there anything in particular you'd like to tell our listeners, please?
Look, we'd really encourage people to have the conversation with their children, sit down and talk about the five safe people in their life and really encourage them to be aware of when they're unsafe that they need to reach out to adults to help them.
Thomas McIntyre, Regional Director in Brisbane, thank you for being on SBS Radio and thank you for the time you've given us.
My pleasure. Thank you for your time.
Legal SBS Radio, Bashir Kurdine.